Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Cardone Solutions Podcast. I am your host of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. My name is David Bradley, training facilitator and coach with Grant Cardone. I'm bringing you, that's right, you. I'm bringing you weekly sales solutions, sales tips, sales strategies, and some attitude adjustments from the 10X world of Grant Cardone. Check it out. 80% of what we do over at Cardone Training Technologies, 100% free. And so the purpose of the podcast, I'm going to make sure that the free stuff we're putting down, you're picking up. And you're plugging it into your sales, your business, and your life, and you're doing what with it? Getting some results. How do you like that? So thank you in advance for hitting the subscribe button. And if you're getting some value from it, make sure that you are pushing this out into the cyberspace so that other people can benefit from it too. Today's episode is literally going to be successful actions from 2020 that we're going to put into 2021. But before I get into that, let's have a quick word from our sponsor, shall we? Today's episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast is being brought to you by Grant Cardone and Cardone University's coaching program. All right, so here's what we know. 84% of managers too busy to train and develop their team the way they wish they could. Most managers wound up in management simply because they could produce, not because, nor were they ever trained on how to motivate people and transfer skill. Okay. Lastly, though, there's an 88% improvement in production and productivity when coaching and training gets involved. So this is where we come in. Enter the Cardone University coaching program where certified Cardone coaches literally become a virtual extension of your management team. Here's what you're going to get. Complete access to Cardone University. Over 30 plus managed learning courses facilitated by a certified Cardone coach. Our process increases engagement and accountability within your team. You get us for a fraction of the cost is what it would normally run you to bring somebody in-house to do this, create all the curriculum, all of that stuff, okay? We will work directly with you to increase your sales volume and profitability while reducing extraneous costs like turnover and helping you expand market share. So for a complimentary sales process and training analysis and customized training proposal, visit CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. That's CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. Go check that out. And now, on with the show. So speaking of coaching, right? Last week, I started asking all of my coaching clients what they did that was successful in 2020. I'm looking for commonalities, right? I wanted to see like what were some of the right actions that folks took that not only got them through 2020, but like helped them come out on top. Have you done this for yourself yet? I mean, seriously, what are some things that you did in 2020 that were successful, that got you a measurable result? Know what those things are. This way you can duplicate them, okay? Here's a Cardoneism for you. Duplicate successful actions, okay? I found five things that were pretty consistent and expressed in one way or another by basically all of the companies that I work with and coach during the week, okay? So here's what I found, five things. Stay focused on positive outcomes only, expand your network, nurture your power base, get better, have clarity. Simple, right? Okay, so let's dig a little bit deeper into these five things. These are five successful actions that my clients did in 2020 that they're going to be doing more of in 2021, and maybe so should you, okay? So number one, stay focused on positive outcomes. How do you want this to end? Well, what's this, Dave? This could be 2021. How do you want 2021 to end? This could be this month, this week, today, the hour, the next phone call you're about to make, the appointment you got coming up, right? Date night. How do you want it to end? This is anything and everything. Are you looking for the positive result, or are you just trying to avoid a negative outcome? Big difference, right? Which one has more real estate in your head right now? Okay, and if you don't like what's occupying the real estate in your head, how long are you going to let that behavior keep going? Okay, so you start by keeping the focus on the outcome that you want, not the one that you don't. Second thing, expand your network, okay? Your network is your net worth. Obscurity is a business's and a salesperson's biggest problem. If they don't know you, they can't flow you. Where have we heard that before? People do business with people that they know, like, and trust. Do I need to go on? Do everything you can to get known. get out of obscurity, meet new people, build relationships, make contacts. Okay? Third, nurture your power base. So once you've made the contact, they're part of your power base now. Okay, second type of obscurity is when it came time for your client to take action, they forgot about you. So make sure that you're staying in communication with your clients and your buyers, that you're delivering value, that you're offering service, okay? It is not your client's responsibility to remember you. It's your responsibility to make sure they can't forget you, okay? Four, get better. If you're on cruise control, knock that off, okay? Are you an amateur or professional? I'm gonna get hard right now. Are you an amateur or professional? Are you average or are you great? If you're not looking to improve, if you're not practicing and studying your craft daily, then you're average and you're an amateur. Get your discipline in, be great, and look for ways to get better every single day. Period. Fifth one is have clarity. Get clear, okay? Definition of clear. Easy to perceive, understand, or interpret. Unclouded. Is this you? Do you have clarity when it comes to your goals and your targets? What about your sales process? What about the company mission statement? Your morals, your values, your ethics? What are your non-negotiables? What do you need to get clear on? You got to get clear on you. You got to get clear on where you're going. Why you want to go there. And what it's going to mean when you get there. You need to be clear on all those things, okay? Now, what's clouding your vision? Who or what is planting the seeds of doubts or limits? Which you have none, by the way. Who are you? Big question. Get clear so you can have clarity. Now, one more time. Stay focused on positive outcomes. Expand your network. Nurture your power base. Get better. Have clarity. Okay. What are your successful actions? What did you do in 2020 that worked so well for you that you're going to bring that along with you into 2021? You want to find those right things. Find those successful actions so that you can repeat them over and over and over and over again and do what? Win. And you want to start stacking wins because winning builds momentum. Okay. 2021, literally yours for the taking. If, here's the big if, all caps, if you're willing to and then actually put in the work. And this has been another exciting episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't subscribed yet, please feel free to do so. Make sure if you got some value from this, share this out. And if you would like to get more information about our brand new coaching program, be happy to have a conversation with you about that. Call 310-777-0352. Shoot an email out, david@grantcardone.com, or just pop on over to cardonesolutions.com/coaching and throw yourself up on my calendar. I'm going to leave you with the words of Grant Cardone, which is really the theme of this whole topic today, which is be great, because nothing else pays. See you soon.